were Indigenous Australians depicted in the earliest textbooks published in the 1950s?
Okay, yep. So these weren't the earliest textbooks published, but they were the earliest ones I researched. So when I looked at the 1950s, this was the White Australia era. So in those textbooks, there was very sort of loud and proud representations of white exceptionalism and Aboriginal deficiency. So we saw that white people were portrayed as the developers of the nation, as the doers, as absolutely superior. And at the same time, overall Aboriginal people were absent from these textbooks. When they were represented, there was generally disparaging representation.
And so let's compare that with how the history of First Australians is represented in our history books today.
It's certainly a lot better today. There's no question that textbook producers have made genuine improvements for textbooks. So there is a much more balanced and inclusive narrative. There has definitely been a lot of progress made. However, what I found in my research was that there's still a whole lot of ways in which implicitly or in a more subtle way, Australians are still seen as white people, as only white people. So there's a bit of a contradiction between the explicit portrayals or the overt portrayals of Australians, where there might be some mention of Aboriginal people or non-white immigrants, but then these more implicit portrayals, where that tends to be just a white Australian.
I'm in my 20s now, and I'm still shocked at what little I know when, I'd like to say that I go out of my way to, expand my knowledge, and, the fact that I have to go out of my way says something. But who is responsible for creating a better representation of Indigenous cultures in our Australian national curriculum? Is it the teachers, is it the government, or is it just a mixture of everything, would you say?
Yeah, that's a really difficult question, isn't it? Who is responsible?
Conundrum, yeah.
I think as far as the textbook producers are concerned, it's fair to say that there has been a genuine attempt to produce more balanced and inclusive narratives. However, I think what we're seeing is the effect of whiteness in Australia. And what I mean by that is the effect is that for a lot of white people, they're not even aware of the fact that they're white. And when you're a member of a dominant culture, it can be quite difficult to see your culture and to understand that it's only one way of seeing the world and it's not the way of seeing the world. And white people in general, most white people, tend to not be aware of the fact that they're white, and they tend to not be aware of the fact that the way they see their world is through a white cultural lens. They just think it's the way it is.
A non-race.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of what still remains in textbooks that disproportionately represents white people is a result of that. It's not necessarily a result of conscious intent to be discriminatory or disparaging, but it's a lack of awareness, the lack of awareness of the limitations of that white worldview, or it's a lack of awareness of having a white worldview, actually.
Well, I can remember being in high school and you would hear a resounding groan when the teacher began the class with the, Australian history. Everyone was more fascinated by the exotic ancient history topics and World War II. And just to me, even I wasn't interested. It felt like a kind of like the Australian landscape, dried up kind of information, and the teacher wouldn't deliver it the way that they would if they were talking about World War II. And it feels like there was a disinterest in it as well. That's kind of our history and you already know about it. Let's talk about the other stuff that's happening overseas, sort of thing. Do you agree with that?
I think from what I've read, that's a really common experience. personally, I find Australian history quite fascinating, and I think there is a lot
of
fascinating things there, but I do think it's the way it's presented, and it does tend to be the same old narratives that are presented all the time, whereas actually there is so much that could be explored, but it's, I think it's also because there's a lot of controversial topics there, and they're difficult for people to discuss. Australians find it really difficult to talk about anything when it comes to race. It's just a trigger issue for a lot of people in Australia. So teachers can be really nervous about teaching the content. They don't want to be offensive. They don't want to get it wrong. A lot of times teachers who teach history aren't necessarily qualified as history teachers, but they're asked to teach that course. So, yeah, it's quite difficult.
And do you know if any changes are being made considering the effects of an inadequate representation of students? You know, you just mentioned before that, you know, textbooks are better and what have you, but what are the conscious decisions to proactively change, you know, how we used to teach, you know, this history of Indigenous Australia?
Well, I think you have to recognise that history teaching is really politicised in Australia, and we're seeing this, we're sort of viewing this through the context of the culture wars and the history wars. It's a little bit muted at the moment, but it's still going on. So there's some quite strident calls for a return to actually a greater focus on white Australian history and on the Judeo, the supposed Judeo-Christian heritage and things like that. And so we had a review of the national curriculum a few years ago, and the Abbott government appointed reviewers of that national curriculum really strongly asserted the need to have more focus on the Western canon and on white history. So it's actually in this context of this highly politicised environment that textbook producers are working. And so that's a really difficult environment to make any form of progressive change in. So I'm not optimistic about that.
And just lastly, are these old 1950s textbooks still in use, or do they hold on to them to show just how, you know, things were poorly represented in these textbooks and how much, you know, there's been improvements with the textbooks that we use today? Are they still being held up as an example?
I'm not aware of that, but I think you've pointed to a general trend in Australian society where we like to believe we've made a lot of progress and we like to believe we're a really tolerant and inclusive nation, and we like to point to the past and say, oh, no, we're just not like that anymore. And, I mean, that is definitely true to a certain extent, but we also have a long way to go. As you said at the beginning of this interview, that because in order for students to all do well academically, the research is there, it's been done. They need to see themselves represented in the curriculum. So what we need to see is all of our students represented in the curriculum, not just white students.